Welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Christiana, and today we are doing something a little bit different. I know. It's like we're always up for surprises. We are not talking about business strategy or growth tactics today. Today we're actually talking about the small things, the things that ground you, nourish you, and help you move through a full life with clarity and calm. I'm actually going to share my top five favorite products and rituals for May, the little luxuries that have helped me stay grounded and centered in a season that's been incredibly full. And before we really get into that, into my top favorite five for the month of May, the fifth month, I want to share something that I'm really proud of. Yes, I want to celebrate with you and tell you why awards really matter. My podcast, Happy Healthy Hustle, has been nominated for the Top Women's Podcaster Award in Education. I know, I'm incredibly proud. And of course, I'm super thankful for all of you for tuning in to my podcast. But I also want to say something really important about awards. They don't even have to be flashy. It's not about your ego or applause. It's about recognition, about taking a moment to really honor the time, energy, and purpose behind something that you build from scratch. So in general, the way that you should think about it is you're starting something, like I started this podcast, small. It was just me, my microphone, and a message. And sometimes my message was actually a mess that I experienced. So I made my mess my message. A few quiet episodes, I recorded in my home office, but I always try to keep it really meaningful. And this nomination is proof that when we start from a clear intention, that small moment can grow into something really impactful. It's a powerful reminder that you don't need to start a big launch to make a big difference. You just need alignment, consistency, and care. And that's exactly what I teach through my work and through what I call the petite practice. It's my principle for growth: small, intentional actions that are repeatable and meaningful. It's a kind of action that creates real change and real momentum. So if this podcast has ever helped you clarify your thinking, feel less alone in your entrepreneurial journey, or simply remind you that growth can be sustainable, I would be honored if you would take a vote. Vote for me, right? It takes about 10 seconds. And of course, I'm going to pop that link in the show notes. So let's maybe talk a little bit about the psychology of small actions, because there's a psychological concept I think about quite often. It's called self-determination theory. Self-determination theory is the idea that we thrive when three things are present: autonomy, competence, and connection. And the petite practice actually touches on all of these three things. When I take care of myself in small, meaningful ways, like setting the tone for my day, ending the week with a bath, or simply making space to feel human, I'm building autonomy in how I lead my life. I'm building competence in my routines, and I'm staying connected to myself, to others, and to what actually really matters in my life, my values. And that's why this month's top five favorites means more than just good products. They are touch points in a system that supports me. And those are the small, petite practice moments. So let's get into the May top five, the small luxuries for big energy. Number one, it's a flameless candle. Yes, these flameless candles are LED candles, and they might sound super basic, but they are a core part of my evening rhythm. I just flick them on automatically. And as the sun goes down, it signals to my nervous system it's time to slow down. There's a soft flicker that they have, and no mess, no flame. And it's cozy, it's grounded, and it's a good feeling in my evening. It's also a real visual regulation. So it works. Secondly, my Arnica Muscle Soak, made by the German company Veleda. Love this company. So this muscle soak is part of my Friday ritual, the bath I take after finishing my last workout. And I pour this herbal soak into my bath and it gives myself like a quick, quiet moment of physical and mental release. It's how I mark the end of the work week, not with another task, but with rest. Third, Luxe Beauty Vanilla Moisturizer. And this product is absolutely incredible. It's clean, it's lightweight, and it's nourishing. And what makes it so special for me is the story behind the brand. The founder created Luxe Beauty because she was caring for her mom through her cancer treatment. So it really resonates with me and my own story. And every bottle is safe, it's healing. And when I put it on my body, it's not just skincare, it's actually a reminder that thoughtful values really help and they make you feel good. It's high quality, it scents is absolutely amazing. Now, the fourth thing is a little bit funny. It's mouthwash tablets. I know, they're chewable mint tablets and I absolutely love them. So you can use them for travel, but you can also, of course, put them in your car when you're on the go. You don't need a sink. They don't have chemicals and they're quick and clean, refreshing, and it actually supports oral health. I use them in between calls or after a walk, and I always feel more clear and ready right after I pop them in. The last one is my absolute favorite, and people have been asking about this for all along. It's a rosemary revitalizing hair tonic. It's one of those behind the scenes products that quietly does the work. I apply a few drops to my scalp every evening and I massage it in and I let it absorb. It's fresh, it's herbal, and it's super lightweight. So you can't even tell that I'm using it, but I truly believe that this is the reason that my hair is so healthy. And I love the ritual of it. I give care to something that supports me every day, which is my hair. So here's what I want to leave with you today. These five products, so top five for the month of May, the fifth month, are part of my petite practice. They're not just indulgence. They're actually about integration, about building a life that supports my energy or your energy, your creativity, and your ability to serve others. And when you're doing that consistently, recognition matters. It's because we deserve to be reminded that small beginnings handled with intention can turn into something really powerful. So if this podcast has been part of your journey, even in the tiniest ways, I would be so grateful if you could vote for me. Please vote for me in the Women Podcasting Awards in the education category. And you can find the link in the show notes. If you want the link to all of my top 25 products in 2025, go to the show notes. I will put the link there as well. And you can also, of course, see the previous episode where I describe each one of those 25 products, or just go to my Amazon storefront and they're linked also below. If you have a question, a favorite product, or you just want to say hello, just email me. I love hearing from you. It's info@drchristiana.com. Then I have to say, take care of yourself first and then go and take care of the world. You got this? See you next time on the Happy, Healthy Hustle podcast. Thank you.